Now, the second part of State Impact series on Oklahoma's scenic rivers with this story from Flint Creek, which flows into the Illinois River watershed, a lush, economically vital tourism destination. As Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, the history and future of the environmentally important eastern Oklahoma waterways will always be tied to other states.
Bob Dietrich adjusts the snaps on his bright orange life vest, crouches, and checks all the gear one last time. His son and the two friends he brought along are behind him, impatiently paddling in circles.
And they enjoy doing the kayaking, so we've got the kayaks here today as opposed to the floats, the rafts.
Dietrich is a regular on the Upper Illinois River. He frequently brings a Boy Scout troop from his hometown of Owosso here. And even amid a swarm of splashing, laughing, screaming boys, like the ones who are currently jabbing each other with oars, he drifts away when he's on the water.
Oh, it's peaceful. Yeah, it's relaxing.
But the present tranquility of the Upper Illinois River, and all of the state's scenic rivers, flows from a turbulent history. And much of Oklahoma's environmental rules for these six rivers were written because of water pollution in other states.
The Cuyahoga River, as it reaches Lake Erie after a 100-mile twisting and turning journey from its headwaters, is an exhausted stream, abused and misused by man and his machines.
First, it was Ohio and the Cuyahoga River, which this 60s film reel shows was oozing with oily sludge, industrial waste, and debris. After the river caught fire in 1969, states like Oklahoma started getting serious about water pollution. In the 1980s came Arkansas, home of the headwaters for most of Oklahoma's scenic rivers. Oklahoma blamed Arkansas for polluting rivers with phosphorus from sewage and runoff from chicken farms. In 1992, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that upstream Arkansas had to follow the water quality standards of downstream Oklahoma.
The techniques for cleansing the river are available. But the cost in dollars to both industry and municipality staggers the imagination.
$24 million of our hard-earned taxpayers' money to accommodate, to meet the state guidelines.
Tom Myers is the superintendent of Siloam Springs' new wastewater treatment plant, a high-tech operation that uses bacteria and oxygen to treat the city's sewage and wastewater from chicken farms and other industrial operations nearby.
And since we're only 700 feet from Oklahoma and we impact Oklahoma, they too then have water quality standards that they want us to meet that are different than what the state of Arkansas are.
After tedious cross-border disputes, heated planning meetings and court hearings, and arguments over the proper phosphorus parts per million, Water Utilities Director Steve Gorzak says Siloam Springs' discharge is cleaner than it's been in decades.
And that water looks like spring water.
Near Tahlequah, an hour downstream from the waste treatment plant, Bob Dietrich says strict water pollution rules are important.
Well, obviously for the beauty, keep the stream running clean.
But he says protecting scenic rivers isn't just the responsibility of state government agencies. He bends down and picks up a candy bar wrapper. He stuffs it in his pocket before pushing off the gravelly bank and paddling to catch up with the boys. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
Part 3 of State Impact's series on the people, places, and importance of Oklahoma's scenic rivers continues next week. There's more information about the reporting project at kgou.org.